Hi, this is Kathy McCormick, Director of Faith Formation and Evangelization with the Cathedral of Christ the King. And I thought I would continue sharing my thoughts and reflections on the Sunday Gospels throughout the summer as we're on hiatus from our Bible study. I'm starting with the Easter Sunday Gospel, which is a great way to start. The gospel reading is John 20, verses 1 through 9, and it is the resurrection story that was one of our readings in our study for the women in Jesus' life. I talked about resurrection through Mary Magdalene's eyes in the earlier commentary, and now I would like to look at Jesus' resurrection through John's eyes. He's the one who ran to the tomb but did not enter. He waited for Peter to catch up and let Peter go in first. Then we hear that John went in, he saw and believed. For us, we were not at the tomb. We did not see the cloths folded up in a certain way. We did not have men dressed in white ask us why we seek the living among the dead. None of these things are experiences that we have had. But what experiences of resurrection have we had in our lives? Think about that for a minute. Right now, we have a country experiencing profound loss. Loss of spring break trips, loss of proms and graduation ceremonies, loss of the ability to see family and friends in person, loss of jobs and income. And some have lost their lives due to this virus that's running rampant through our communities. We are experiencing that right now. But think about the times in the past when we've lost something like a job or grieved a loved one who's passed away. Did a new job come along? Did the profound grief pass? And though we still miss our loved one, did we learn how to pick up and keep going? Jesus has risen from the dead. We too will rise from this time of quarantine. Just like Peter and John, who ran to the empty tomb, we will one day soon be able to run back to the table of the Lord and celebrate his life, his death, and resurrection with a joy-filled heart as we feast again on the Eucharist. We don't have to see to believe. We have faith. We have faith in Christ risen. And that faith will carry us through whatever life throws at us, because we have the love of the risen Christ who has overcome death to give us new life. My prayer for you is to have the joy of the resurrection be abundantly clear to you during this difficult time. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise for the promise of the resurrection. May we live with a full heart of joy and thankfulness for your love and your mercy that you show us every day. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And for me and my family, we wish you an incredible, wonderful, joyful Easter. God bless.